Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby
Bones. Transmitting across
America. Let's go. What's happening, everybody? Thank you for coming here to the Wednesday show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
So if you're a new listener, this is what we do. We go around the room. There's four of us here, four of us main characters, and we just give a little snippet from our life. It's very easy. We always go to Eddie first. So here he is, our producer, our video producer and co-host, Eddie, everybody.
Guys, I've grown up, I've matured, and I found that out this week. Because I started to watch Beavis and Butthead. I was so excited. There was a reboot.
The new version.
Yeah, Mike Judge's Beavis and Butthead on Comedy Central. I'm like, let's watch this. I used to love this when I was a kid. I turned it on. 5 minutes later, I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I turned it off.
I watched a clip. It's probably 5 minutes long on TikTok.
So dumb.
And they were learning about white privilege. And they were like, white privilege, huh? And he's like, yeah, white people just... And so they think he means they have it. So they go out and start to do everything. And they're like, no, they said we're white, we can do it. And they're like taking hilarious.
Oh, that's funny.
It was hilarious. I did not feel like I had grown up.
Really?
I felt like I still got it. They were like, no, we can take this. It's white privilege. The teacher said so.
Oh, my gosh.
The one I saw was they were going to an escape room, and they take the wrong turn and go into the bathroom, and they're like,
we're stuck in here.
What do we do?
Like, you just described that rate as all three laugh out loud. Like, that was so funny.
So dumb, guys.
That's funny.
And instead of watching music videos.
I think you were in a bad mood, buddy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I need to revisit.
That's hilarious. What were they doing instead of music videos?
They watch social videos like TikToks.
So on the old show, they would show music videos, like parts of them. They'd be like, huh, Pantera.
Yeah.
They rock. And a little quick, then come back to them. But now they watch TikToks.
They watch TikToks. They're like, look at this stupid girl. She's so dumb.
Dude, that's funny.
It makes me
want to go watch Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, it really does.
All right. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody. Yeah.
Well, last week, Eddie revealed that I kind of took the soap dispenser off the wall in the bathroom when I was doing some building inspection. You know, I was checking.
No. You were literally acting like a child and going, I wonder if this thing's stable. Boom, and you took it off the wall.
Yeah, I gave it a little jiggle, and it came off in my hand. Well, we got an email from the landlord of our building saying that it was brought to my attention by one of my employees that listens to the show that an employee that goes by the name of Lunchbox was joking on air about pulling the soap dispenser off the wall.
No. So we don't own the building anymore. There's somebody else here that owns the building, and they are a different business upstairs.
Yeah, and they also talked about one of the guy's cars leaking oil on the parking lot floor.
Did you guys all see this? I don't check my work email. I didn't see this.
If they would like to pay us to fix the soap dispenser, we will, and we will get some dry oil stuff to pick up the oil off the garage floor. So I got this email, and I'm like, dang, this dude's ticked. So I went ahead and I fixed the soap dispenser myself.
You didn't. I just went in the bathroom and it was on the kit on the.
No. I did it. Like I did a whole video, everything. How I Mr. Fix It video. I teach you how to fix things around the office.
Wait, but where did you see the
literally show? Right before the show started, on the sink, face down.
So someone else took it off the wall.
Itself.
Do you have some clip you're trying to set
up
here?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
go ahead. Doing it.
Welcome to the tutorial on how to fix things around your house or office. Let me show you how to fix things that break. Let's start with the soap dispenser that came off the wall. It wasn't very sturdy. First, you're going to grab the item, press it firmly against the wall. You know what we should do, actually, is you should pre-rip the tape. See how there wasn't enough space? Pre-rip. Then, stick it to the wall. Boom. That's pretty good.
I have no idea what you're
doing. Ta-da! It's fixed!
Are you taping it to the wall?
I taped it to the wall.
Huh.
Yeah. And I tried
Who's laughing, shooting the video?
Scuba. Because I go to tape it, and there wasn't enough room to, like, get the tape in there, so I had to, like, pull it back and rip it, and then...
That's why it's not up there still, then.
Yeah. But, yeah, that landlord's not happy, guys.
Wow. Scuba, how much longer are we in this building, do you think?
They say we have to be out by the end of the year, but I think after this, we're probably out by next week.
Every time he does it, it's a month earlier.
It was very
We got oil leaker, soap breaker. All right, thank you, Lunchbox. Let's go over. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
When I was a kid, my grandma would give me and my sister Madame Alexander dolls.
Like Cabbage Patch?
No.
American Girl?
They're up a level. Like, they're nice. You don't play with them. Mm. They just sit there.
Like a crappy toy.
And that seems terrible. What a great gift.
Listen, I don't know what the deal was, but every birthday, Christmas, so we had a ton of them. They would line my room on a shelf, like, all the way around. And whenever I went to college, my mom packed them up, put them away. And then when my mom died, I didn't bring them back to Nashville with me. My mom's friend was like, I'll hold on to these. Well, I just found out she has them all, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there they are. These could be worth a lot of money.
Have you searched them?
Some are. Some are selling like $20,000.
No, I mean yours.
Well, I need. She's going to ship them to me.
Uh-huh.
So I'm about to have them shipped here, and I'm going to see what we've got. And I don't know if you want to go in business.
Who?
You.
Get Lunchbox going to business with you.
Yeah, I'll go into business with you.
Are you going to business with him?
I thought
you'd
go. Terrible idea. His.
I don't know what your investment is or what you would get out of it. Maybe you post about it because then more people would go look at the dolls.
Wait. What do I get if I post about it?
Using you?
He doesn't even post about the shoes we sell. Are you going to post back your dumb dolls?
I'm looking at them on eBay here. There's like $69, $299, $250, but I don't see anything $20,000ers.
$250?
Yeah.
That's still a lot.
That's really
good.
Yeah,
but no, you can't say it's a lot when you bring up $20,000.
Yeah, no. If you, yeah, there's one. I Googled it. There's one for $20,000. But I don't know if any of mine are still in the box. TBD.
Okay, well, let me know.
TBD.
I'm happy to recommend you a good business partner.
I got eBay skills.
That has terrible eBay
skills.
Which
I don't have an eBay account, so it actually would be very helpful.
Him?
Yes. Or you, somebody.
Stop saying me. I'm business dealed out with you guys. It's not been good for me. Okay, Ray, do me.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he doesn't like having to drink water all the time, and he's way better at making things rhyme. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. So first of all, I'd like to tell you, that you know that you can order in a little, like, canister, like lidocaine that they use, like, at the doctor to numb stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I didn't know you could order it. So I have an injury on my backside, my BH. Terrible injury. And my wife's like, let me order some lidocaine. And it hurts, but it does numb it. I didn't know you could order that just online. So I'm letting everybody, what?
So that way when you have to, you just don't feel anything there?
No, it just all the time. It hurts all the time. It's like a wound.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, so I put it on and it hurts for a second, but it actually works and it numbs it. I didn't know you could buy that stuff. I thought it was like doctor only, but it's hardcore. You can buy it. Merry Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, some women put it on their feet before they wear high heels.
That would make sense. Something else I wanted to share was, if you ever get ulcers in your mouth, anytime I go to the dentist, I get them on the insides, like the soft tissue. It's like mouth trauma, and I get them. Or if I get really stressed, I'll get like those little inside ulcers. If you take like Listerine specifically and you swish it around, it gives you a few hours of relief.
Mm.
It hurts. It hurts like the devil for a little bit, but then it gives you a few hours of relief.
Also, you can put salt on it.
That never worked for me.
That, I don't feel relief.
Yeah, I just licked it off. I put it on, I'd be like, tastes good.
You put lime on
it? Yeah.
I have something happening right here on the inside of my lip.
Yeah.
But like, I keep biting it really, really hard, and it hurt. But
that's
like
what stinks about the mouth. If anything that feels weird, you want to like bite.
Well, but here, I don't know why I'm doing it all morning long. It like actually really hurts, but I can't stop like purposefully biting down on it. Like it's like that feels so good pain
because it feels abnormal in your mouth.
Like, I'm doing it right now. It feels so good.
Oh, you want some lighter candies on my butt?
Oh, no.
I also get a pickleball injury I'm dealing with. You're not really supposed to dive playing pickleball. It's like tennis, basically, and I dove, and I scratched all the skin off my thumb.
Oh.
And it's finally starting to heal. But that's my third recommendation. Don't dive playing pickleball.
Did you get the point?
Nope.
Yeah, let's see. It's not worth it.
But I'm known as a hustler, and I can still move pretty good. You know, really set my reputation as a diver now. It only takes one dive, and you get, and I had blood all over my hand.
Oh, that's cool.
And I didn't wipe it off. I just played bloody.
Yeah, of course you did.
Let everybody see it. I played bloody. It was awesome. All right, we're ready to go. It's kind of like Dear Abby, if you're older. You know what Dear Abby is?
Yeah.
I remember that.
I call them. I think starting like the 20s. People would write for advice. Wish we'd have named it something cooler before we got started. So generic. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My coworker has a sleazy boyfriend who grabbed another coworker's fiance's booty at our Christmas party. Oh. The entire office is now aware of the event that took place at the party. That is, everyone except a girlfriend of the booty grabber. So she works there, but her boyfriend grabbed somebody's butt.
Got it.
Yeah. None of us know what to do since this coworker has a habit of ignoring red flags. But since she's also planning on, well, marrying him and spending the rest of her life with him, we feel like we should tell her. Should we? Should we send an anonymous email? Or not stick our spoon into someone else's chili? Sincerely, dazed and confused. Boy, that's weird though, because it's not just about the drama, and you're just getting in the drama for the sake of it. If you're actually looking out for somebody and their future, I think it's different. I don't think it's getting in the chili if you're actually worried about somebody's future.
But here's another wrinkle. It's at work. It's a coworker.
Yeah.
So that's tricky, too. If she doesn't accept this advice or whatever, like, she's going to turn on him.
Problem is, if you go and you're like, hey, your boyfriend grabbed so-and-so's butt, her first reaction is going to be defensive and mad at you.
Yeah.
That's why I always recommend having a good burner account.
You go back to the burner.
Always. Amy, what would you do?
I mean, this is so hard.
I mean, you do risk getting in the chili. But if it's for her benefit, I think it depends how close you are to her. And maybe it's who's the closest to her and they kind of have to be nominated to say something.
Yeah, you have a group meeting. All right, who's the closest?
And I don't think you can actually... Here's the problem, too. If you just go to her one-on-one, she can just not believe one person. But if you go to her, like three of you who know it for sure happened, then she feels like she's getting ganged up on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because that's the thing, too. It's, you have to handle this very delicately. But I do think she needs to know. But here's the thing. She probably already knows he's sleazeball.
That's what I was like. What if she's like, yeah.
You don't really live with a sleazeball.
What's new?
And eventually not find out they're a sleazeball. Yeah. You only hide sleaze for so long. So, Amy, what would you do?
I guess I work on finding a way to delicately share this with her. In some way. Call a meeting. Everybody submit their best idea and go with that.
Oh, boy. It's easy, guys. You guys always want to get up in people's business. Leave it alone. Don't mess with the chili.
That's the easy thing to do.
That's the easy thing to do. Just leave her alone. Let her find out on her own. She dates this dude. She knows you're not good friends with the girl. Yeah, you work with her. Guess what? If freaking Morgan's boyfriend is cheating on her, I'm not going to go tell her.
Steven,
oh, my God.
You wouldn't say anything if Morgan was dating somebody and they were cheating on her?
No, because she's just my coworker.
She's just your coworker.
But she's my friend, but I'm not trying to get up in that chili. Maybe she's down with that.
If she had somebody cheating on her, you would not tell her.
No. That ain't my chili.
I would hope all of you would.
Yeah. I would think every one of us would tell her immediately.
Yeah.
So if my wife's cheating on me, you coming to me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, tell him, Bones.
Yes, of course.
Oh.
We'd be like, bruh.
Okay, well, I'm not getting involved in someone else's chili. Like, I'm letting them deal with their thing. Their relationship, I don't know what their relationship is.
That's maybe, true, but we're also closer than I think the normal. We're here together.
Correct.
All super close. That's why I said earlier, it depends how close you are to the person.
Yeah, like, I mean, maybe they're okay with butt grabs at parties. Maybe that's one of their rules. True. My wife, when I was going out, she used to tell me, no tongue. If I was going to kiss another chick.
So you could kiss a girl but without tongue.
Yeah.
That's, you're nuts. Eddie?
Look, I'm with Lunchbox on a different level, though.
Thank
because,
you.
No. Look, stay out of the chili, right? But for this reason, it's work. Like, if for some reason she just doesn't take it well, like, this is going to affect your work. Like, your future, your income, all that. So, I understand doing the right thing for her is helping her, telling her what's up. But if she's not a friend, she's a coworker, stay out of it.
I would agree that if you're not close to her, if 10 means best friends, if you're not 6.5... or nobody is, I don't think she's going to believe you anyway.
Yeah.
So, but if you're 6.5 or above, you've got to find a way to go tell her. we would tell Morgan immediately. That being said, for the salesperson here, we found out we don't know her really. We're not going to go say anything. We may gossip about it amongst ourselves. But we're not going to say anything. So I think the answer is this. It depends how close you are. So I'll go back to that. And if you are close, you got to figure out who's the closest that she'll trust and have them say something to her. But if you're not close,
you got to
be close enough to actually make that uncomfortable conversation happen. That's my advice. And if you're not, then don't. Because that's chili you don't want to taste.
That's right.
Work chili don't taste good.
Mm-mm.
Friend chili, you know, you don't want to be in it, but you will get in it.
Now, if you
family
are...
Family chili.
Oh. Yes. What if you're interested in her and you want her to break up with him? Then you go and tell
away. You can make some stuff up then.
Yeah, heck yeah. True.
No.
I know.
Yeah, the butt grab is very, very creepy.
Yeah, the butt grab itself is a weird thing.
It's like...
That's sleaze. That's the right word for it, sleaze. So there you go. We gave you that. 6.5 or above, you got to have a little conversation. Or if she has a really close friend there that's 6.5 or above, you tell them and let them do that.
Yeah, put it on them.
That's the truth.
And then if you don't expect to go to the wedding, you probably won't.
You probably don't want to go anyway. You get butt grabbed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was just saying you might not get invited.
All right, there you go. Thank you. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Amy, why are you bringing this to us today? Is it something personal that's happened here on the show? Is it something in your life? Why do you want to talk about gossiping?
I think just in general, I'm trying to be careful with my words, especially with friends and like how it's making them feel if I'm speaking their way or me feel. And I got curious, like, wait, if I'm venting about something and I'm sharing with a friend, I was like, oh, is this gossiping? So then it got me curious and I looked up the difference.
What is venting?
Well, venting is something that we do out of frustration and it involves you and doesn't harm others. It just helps you vocalize your feelings, and there's normally healing associated with that, and it leads to solutions. So
sometimes
that's
I vent gossip, though.
Yeah.
Oh, but that would be gossip.
Oh,
like you're venting about someone.
Yeah, like I'm venting some gossip. So does that roll over into the gossip category?
Well, gossip is done out of boredom. The situation.
Oh, I'm not bored.
Okay, the situation doesn't involve you. Whereas venting, it involves you. So you're venting to a friend.
That's the main one.
Okay?
Got it.
Gossiping is ill-intentioned. It comes from a desire to be nosy, not genuine concern. It leaves you feeling guilty in the end. And then instead of solutions, it sometimes creates new problems.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference. So, you know, okay. If you are venting to a friend about something that involves you, it may involve other people, but you're trying to get something out that's with that friend, not gossiping.
I told you I read the four agreements about once a year. One of the agreements is don't talk bad about other people ever. And the book is super quick. You can read it.
Who's this agreement
in an
with?
Hour.
Even in therapy?
Well, I don't know about therapy, but it's just generally don't talk about other people in a negative way.
Okay.
And it kind of is, and so about 6 months after I read the book, it tends to fade and I start talking crap about people again. But for a while, I'm able to actually, and it makes you feel better. Like you feel more whole. You don't worry about other people's crap as much.
Yeah, the leaves you feeling guilty part under gossiping, that's true. I mean, you sometimes, or at least this has been my experience, like if I've done that, I'm like, oh yeah, I do. I'm like, oh, this doesn't feel good. And I want other people that I'm around to feel good. So I don't want to create that.
Venting's about yourself. Gossiping is just about others.
And it's normally done out of boredom. So check yourself. And
who's
be like,
the biggest gossiper around here?
Lunchbox.
Oh
but,
yeah.
But I was thinking about spilling the tea. Like, what does that fall under?
Eddie. Gossip.
Oh, gossip. 100%.
We spill the tea on the show.
But you guys want to hear about that stuff,
yeah,
right?
Like I'm encouraging it.
Yeah, it's done to be nosy.
If it's a bit, it's just for a bit.
Right. Yeah.
But sometimes this stuff rolls off the air, too, and you guys are all mad at each other after the show. What are you going to say?
You think Eddie's more of a gossiper than I am.
Nah.
I think
he is all up in every conversation trying to get dirt.
But does he come and just go, hey, guess what I heard?
Yes.
Wait, don't even believe that I go around every conversation to get dirt. I don't walk around any conversations.
Who's the biggest gossiper on the show?
One of them too.
Well, you're basing that on spill the tea.
Okay, like, which is
us bringing stories
like
to
bits.
The show.
Okay, right. So then probably Lunchbox.
Okay, I thought so too.
How do you figure? What do I gossip about?
You're a little gossip boy.
I do bring the hot goss sometimes.
You do bring the hot goss sometimes.
Hot goss, that's right.
I'm sure he brings the hot goss. Okay, what's our learning lesson from this?
That it's okay to vent about certain things, but then check yourself and maybe how you're presenting it. Make sure you're in line. And look, we're all guilty of it, gossip at some point in our lives. But the good news is now you have this information and you can be like, oh, okay, maybe I shouldn't say this right now about this other person because this doesn't involve me and it's none of my business. And I'm probably going to feel crappy afterwards. So there's no real solution here.
And I would recommend reading the four agreements.
Okay.
If you can.
Which one of those is don't take things personally. And oh, that's so hard.
That is tough.
Well, especially in business.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take anything personal in business because it's just business.
I know.
So that book, I mean, again, there are two books, How to Make Friends, Influence People. You know, that book, is, I probably said the title wrong. I read that about once a year. Amazing. It was written 100 years ago. Still great. And The Four Agreements. You can read that in an hour. Maybe a little more than that. Also awesome. And then don't gossip, but vent. But if you vent gossip, it's still gossip. There you go. We got it all figured out.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Did you ever learn how to drive a tractor?
Yeah, I did actually. Combine.
Like how old?
And a small tractor. About 3 years ago, I'm breaking Bobby Bones.
Oh. I meant like as a kid or like go-karts.
Yeah, all that, yes.
Okay,
you know, so. I drove a stick on a truck, but I didn't work on a farm. There's a difference in farm and poor.
That's true.
I was poor. I didn't work on a farm. Yeah. Go ahead.
Four-wheeler.
I drove a four-wheeler. I mean, I wrecked a three-wheeler once.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? They had three-wheelers.
Yeah, a lot of people wrecked
those. I dumped it over. They don't make those anymore.
That's why.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
Well, this mom, she's driving down the highway. She's got her 11-year-old twin boys in the car, Jordan and Jermel. And her name's Crystal. She had a seizure on the highway. And her boys, they went into action immediately. The one that was in the front seat took the wheel. The other one was like guiding him like, hey, go over here. This looks like a good spot where you could pull in. And they had tractor driving skills because her fiance would take them out on there and taught them how to do it. And then they rode go-karts. So he felt like he kind of knew what to do or how to handle it. And the mayor of their town like commended them. They were honored. It's just such an amazing story of them saving their mom's life.
That's a great story. I just feel too, when a mayor gives somebody the key to the city, I don't know if that's true or not here.
It's not a
but
key.
But if they give you a key to the city like they do sometimes, you should be able to use that key one time. At any time. And that's not a literal key that opens the lock, but it's like, I'd like to go into the Froyo place and for an hour, all you want. In the city, you get the key. There should be something more than just a hang up.
Oh, you get to have like a party at City Hall.
Okay.
I don't know how to use it for City Hall.
That's weird.
But like, if you go
into the Froyo place with the key opens at 11 p.m., and they got to be, somebody's got to be ready at all times for that call. Hey, Mayor, I know it's 1 a.m. But I'd like to get into John's Froyo here. And he's got to come and open the door for you.
What about mayor for the day?
Mayor for the day, what are you going to do? Budgets? Like, in reality.
True.
If you get a key to the city, you should be able to open a door. If you're the mayor for the day, then you got to, like, do budgets and
you got to work.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Okay.
That's all I say. The key to the city should mean something. They'd give away a few less. But you should actually get a key to anywhere in the city. And you get to use it for an hour.
Hmm.
Like, these kids, they should be able to use whatever. The trampoline park, key to the city.
Ooh,
whatever they
good.
Want. The prize room at school, or the key to the school, like when the teacher keeps prizes,
or override whatever grade.
No, that's not key to anything.
I mean, yeah, that's meaning the key.
No, key to the
answer key.
There you go. Now she got me. Yeah. He got me. The answer key.
Or the
dang
key
it.
To like the computer.
The key to my heart. Oh no! Now I gotta fall in love. Okay, that's it. Thank you. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person. Anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Is how often do you wash your blank? Now, not body parts, clothes.
Okay. Okay.
Clothes. How often are you supposed to wash them?
All right.
So I'll tell you what it is. You tell me what you do.
Okay.
Coats and jackets. How often?
Oh my God.
Never. I'll tell you never.
Never.
I mean, dry
never.
Clean if I get something on it. But I don't ever. I guess a jacket's one thing. Maybe a light jacket. But a coat? Never. Mm-hmm. How often do you wash your coats or jackets? My answer is maybe once a year if it gets something on it. And I'll send it to the dry cleaner. You?
Yeah, same. I should probably be more proactive with that.
Never. I have light jackets I've had for 10 years. Never washed them.
Oh. Yeah, no, I get it. You?
I can't remember.
Well, they say once a month.
Oh, no.
Well,
no
you're chance. Wearing it all the time.
Okay, jeans.
Oh, okay. Are you going to do on wears? Like how many times you wear before
well,
you wash
they say,
it?
Well, it just says how often should you wash.
Okay.
So... I don't know how many times you wear jeans in a month, but how often should you wash? I'd probably go once a week, but only wear jeans once, maybe. I'd say 1.5 times before I wash them. So I'm going to go once a week. You?
Yeah, after 1 or 2 wears.
You?
Every 2 weeks.
You?
10 wears.
Mm. Are you like one?
You wear your jeans 10 times before
two.
You wash them?
Yeah, 100%.
But how many days in a row do you wear your jeans?
I used to wear them every day to work, and now I'm wearing the basketball pants, like, legit. And so, I mean, I don't wear jeans very often. Like, I can't even tell you where my jeans are right now.
Mm. Once a month, they say to wash your jeans.
See?
Oh, okay,
boom!
That's good.
That's what I'm talking about. You guys thought I was crazy.
No, we still do. That has nothing to do with that. I did think it would be maybe once every 2 weeks. I didn't think it'd be once a month. But my jeans end up being, if I wear them a few times, they end up, like, being, they get bigger.
Oh, they stretch out. Yeah.
And they don't fit as good.
Yeah, I get that.
Next up, underwear.
Oh, after everywhere.
Yeah, one use.
One wear.
Four.
Oh, my gosh.
No, you get 2 right side and then 2 inside out.
It's every use. Don't not wash your underwear.
But what if you flip it inside out?
It's still there.
It's on the outside.
Well, it's not about a touch in your...
Oh.
Okay, it's supposed to... That one's supposed to be every time. Socks.
Every time.
Yeah, that's pretty... Well, sometimes I wear them twice.
I mean, you could reverse
them. You know, I would say 1.2 times.
Yeah, because you give them a sniff test.
No, I don't do that.
Oh.
But if I just wear the socks and I go, no... If I just, like, come to work in these socks and then I take them off when I get home, but I'm going to work out or something the next day, those are socks that I cannot... I don't have to worry about washing new socks, just to work out in those socks. Like, I'll do that.
Okay, but the workday socks, though, that's, like, a lot of hours of wearing socks.
The answer is after you wear them once. But I would say there are some times where I will go, I'll strategically throw them by a chair and go, well, when I'm going to work out, I'm going to put them, use those again. Okay. So I have to wash them.
Yeah.
I don't wash crap anyway, but you know what I mean? Workout clothes.
Oh, immediately.
Immediately?
One use.
Yeah, one use.
Twice.
No.
After you wear them once. Yeah, because sweating like crazy. And then finally, shirts.
One use.
No.
Any shirt?
Oh, no way. Like a nice shirt, like a button-up? Shoot, you can use it 5 times.
Yeah.
You don't want to fade.
I've done that.
Y'all's clothing's a little different than
after you. Wearing them once, if they've had direct skin contact, they say to wash.
Yeah.
You can go a little longer if you're wearing them over another shirt.
I don't wear them over another shirt.
A lot of direct skin?
A lot of direct skin all up on there.
I guess it just matters if it's like got sweat on it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes if it's a hang-up shirt... And I wear it for a couple hours, I'll hang it back up.
Yeah, me
exactly.
too.
I'll go to a wedding and hang it back up. That's all right.
After dancing all night at the wedding?
Stuff? Yeah, who cares?
Hey, who cares?
All right.
Hey,
go to a concert?
Yeah.
We're hanging back up?
But that's around a lot of people, too, with like, you're sweating, you're moving around.
Yeah, and guess what? You hang it back up, it dries, and it doesn't snow.
Oh,
yeah. And it stays iron. Like, I mean, woo, it's great.
I have this really weird rash right now.
Okay, what's happening here on the show?
And you say I'm dirty?
Let the doctor see it. Where is it, on your elbow?
No, it's like all, I'm thinking about clothes touching my skin, and I'm like, did I change something, like a detergent, or what is happening, or...
Oh, detergent change will get you, or if you put it on right out of the package.
I put it on out of the package.
Oh, I do too. I like the way it smells out of the package.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying that could also break you out if you go right out of the package, because it's been... in whatever they put on clothes to make sure that they...
Let's say you buy something that's not in a package off the shelf, like a clothes,
like a
pair of shorts.
Okay.
Do you wash or not wash? I don't wash.
Well, we didn't think you did.
I don't always.
For the record. Yeah, I don't always. I guess it depends. If it's the top one, and I know people have been touching it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm probably going to wash it. Most of the time, I think I wash it, but sometimes I don't.
Yeah, we don't think about people trying them on. Yeah, that's gross now.
Disgusting.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know. Well, sort of an interview. So we have a caller who wants to hire Travis Denning for a birthday party. And I've texted Travis and I woke him up and he's on, but the caller doesn't know this. Hey, Ray, play me a little bit of Travis Denning.
But after a few drinks, it's always the same thing.
Let's see what we can do here. Travis Denning secretly on hold right now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We have TJ on the phone who lives in North Carolina. Hey, TJ, what is your question, buddy?
Yes, sir. Hey, I was wondering the best way to get up with Travis Denning about playing a birthday party here in North Carolina.
Wow. Well, how much money you got there?
It's a joint birthday, so I guess probably, $15,000, $20,000 maybe.
What?
Wow. Okay. Whoa.
Yes. Goodness. Our Raging Idiots.
Yeah, you sure
do. Wow. You sure you want the Raging? Yeah.
Wow.
Travis is all busy. I just looked at the schedule. The only person free. What date is it again? No, when's your birthday?
It's a joint birthday. I'm just planning for a 30th. It's going to be probably in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw that he plays a bunch of little places around here, around where I'm from. So I figured he wouldn't mind coming down here for where we live to play.
And you're telling me if I got Travis Denning on the phone, you'd say, hey, man, I could probably pay up to $20,000 to show up and play my birthday party. Are you telling me that right now?
Yeah, we could do that.
All right, hold on a minute. Travis, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I need some Jack Daniels as well. That's on my rider, okay? So
you had that?
Oh, boy.
Perfect. Thank God. That and the red pepper hummus with some Lay's potato chips, and I'm good to go. That's all I need.
I don't know about the hummus now.
Hey, Travis, when's the last time you played somebody's birthday party?
It's been a while, but I actually played one. I played one last year in September, so maybe it hasn't been that long. I played a birthday party in New Jersey, and it was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
And so let's...
This will be better in New Jersey. We're down like on a farm in North Carolina.
I believe you 100%.
It's like the same voice. It's like you have to determine which one's TJ, which one's Travis, is what's hilarious here. Okay, TJ, so it's a joint birthday party. Two people are turning 30 years old?
Three people are turning
30. Okay. And so are you guys all big Travis fans?
Yeah, big Travis fans, big just country music. We like sitting around drinking beer and listening to country music. So I feel like Travis is the perfect guy for that.
Me too.
I mean, hey, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I could not agree more.
Okay, look. Hey, TJ, so here's what I'm going to do. Obviously, Travis has a very busy schedule, but I will get you in touch with like Travis's his people, which is just Travis acting with a different voice.
Yes, this is Travis Denning.
It's just a higher register.
Yeah. And so maybe you guys could work this out. And Travis, what's my finder's fee for this though, of the $20,000 if you go?
Yeah, it's a great question. We'll have a discussion about that. But I think probably like a, what do you think, like 3%, 5%?
Yeah, or some hummus. That red pepper hummus.
Arkansas basketball.
They're both talking.
Okay, I don't know which one's which. Which one's which?
Hey, Bobby has seen me play basketball. That's unfortunately not in the cards for me. So, yeah.
All right, TJ, look, I'm going to make a dream come true, hopefully. All right, buddy?
Awesome. That works. I appreciate it.
All right, Travis. Hey, Travis, where are you today?
I am actually at home. I'm in town for all the CRS festivities. Oh. I got some stuff at noon, and so I'm just hanging out at the house.
Big week. I forgot about that. Everybody comes to Nashville this week, like in the industry, because of something called CRS, which is like a big country radio seminar. Oh, that would make sense. Because a guy like Travis Denning is not just sitting at home. A guy like Travis Denning's globetrotting, playing shows. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm globetrotting down to South Carolina this weekend for a St. Patrick's Day show. So I'll definitely be doing that this weekend.
All right, buddy. Hey, anything going on in your life? You want to plug anything while we got you? We woke you up. Is there anything you want to say?
Yeah, I got a new single out called Strawberry Wine and a Cheap Six Pack. I think it's kind of a banger. If you wanted to let the people hear it, but also I'm getting married in 2 months.
Wow.
So we're all invited?
Look at this guy. I guess our group invite got lost.
Actually, I've been meaning to talk to you because I was thinking I could get y'all to play the wedding, have TJ there.
Okay.
All the good stuff. Yeah.
He puts us on the spot.
I'll have my people reach out to your people, and we'll make it all work.
Well, my people just me with a higher voice, too. So, all right, there he is, Travis Denning. Travis, good to talk to you, buddy. TJ will be in touch. And look, I'm like Oprah. I make dreams come true for $20,000. We'll let them handle their business. This is Danielle from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I have one morning, Courtney. Why did the duck go to jail? Because it was selling quack. Oh. We love you.
So you know what that means.
You know, partially that's funny because of who said it. Thank you, Danielle. Here's another voicemail from Taylor in Louisiana who said she just started the show from day one. She was on. So she started it from way back, and she's been listening to every single episode. She's now in 2017.
Oh, okay.
So she left this message.
I am now on July 19th, 2017, and Ray was stalking his pizza guy, Pizza Pete. He had to get a pin drop to him to show that he was stuck in traffic, and y'all were keeping tabs on Pizza Pete, and I just wanted to know whatever happened to him. Does Ray still have his location?
I got to be honest, I don't remember Pizza Pete.
No, I don't either.
That was funny.
She's listening to our show?
Yeah, I remember talking about a Pizza Pete, but I don't remember what happened.
Oh.
Ray?
Yeah, my pizza guy was in traffic, and he sent me a pin drop and said, well, you can see where I am, and that's when you'll know the pizza's going to be there. Sorry, it's late. And so I just kept tracking him for weeks and weeks.
Weeks? Oh, he left it on even after he dropped
it. So I could see him driving all over town. But I believe he went back to school because a lot of the times the dot was just at Belmont's campus. It never went anywhere.
That makes sense. I do remember that now. So it wasn't that you were tracking him for the pizza. It was that he left it on and you tracked him for the rest of his life.
Correct.
Like Big Brother.
That's funny.
Okay.
Good times.
That's a good bit. Who knew? Actually, we didn't create that. That just happened. But who knew? The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Pickleball is very, very popular all across America. There's millions and millions of people playing, and a lot of people are very annoyed by it because the courts are smaller and neighborhoods are putting them in, and they can squeeze more, and people are like hearing pop, pop, pop all the time.
Yeah.
My neighbor has a makeshift one in their driveway. And I hear,
that one probably isn't as loud, though. It's not a court, it's a driveway.
It's not as loud as the court, but residential areas are now feeling the wrath of it because they kind of put it in for fun, but then neighbors and homeowners and all kinds of people are getting really upset. One guy even moved, and there's this huge lawsuit that he's organizing with everybody. There was a pickleball court like 300 feet from his home, and he couldn't sleep or do anything.
You would think, though, they would have some rule about how close that they could build something, but 300 feet, 100 yards, I don't know. That's a long way. Yeah.
Well, when he moved in, he didn't have the pickleball court there.
But his property value probably went up since they put a pickleball court in there.
What? Oh, really? You're 300 feet from a pickleball court.
100 yards, I like to say.
Okay. I don't know that would make me pay more for a house. But anyway, he was losing sleep. He's mad about it. Which, speaking of sleep, experts are saying that now we should take daytime naps. Because nobody's getting enough sleep. A survey was done and pretty much nobody's meeting the 7 hours. So the best thing we could do for ourselves is to wake up and go to bed at the same time every single day and take a nap during the day.
So Lunchbox is a big nap guy, but I think he also gets his 7 hours.
Big nap guy.
Sure.
Yeah. But it's if you don't get your sleep at night, you should probably do a nap in order to add to the sleep you didn't get. So what would you say you get a night?
Oh, sometimes 5-6 hours. I mean, sometimes 8, just depending. I don't have a consistent...
What are you doing late, though? That keeps you up.
You know, and watching TV.
No, you're not doing that.
What?
Every night, you're just...
No, I said not every night, but...
A lot. You're just all night long?
Some.
Stop.
Okay.
The American Heart Association says lack of sleep puts you at risk of depression, cardiovascular disease, and dementia. So,
well, not cardiovascular for him.
No.
That's the one thing he's working out on, right?
Heart's working good.
All right, what else?
Carrie Underwood shared a clip of herself in the studio and she was getting tongue-tied while singing her song Out of That Truck. That makes them
that song.
Is the hard line. Hardest line I've ever had to sing.
Sure, really?
Messed up tape deck, still stuck playing that.
It's like Chili Peppers.
Which, she recently turned 40 and her husband gave her a 6-layer cheese wheel birthday cake.
Awesome. 6-layer cheese wheel birthday cake. So it's not really a cake then. It's just a bunch of cheese.
Yeah, sounds amazing.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Oh! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Officer Chad is a school resource officer at Lewis Palmer High School in Colorado, and he's been doing this for 3 years. And he says it's just tough, you know, trying to gain the trust of the students or even be likable. So the drill team, they were doing a dance in front of the whole school, and they said, come on, Officer Chad, you're coming in. They called him up. He did the dance with them. And after that, the school went crazy, like, woo, he's doing it. He's doing this guy's awesome. And here he is talking about how cool it was to dance in front of the whole school.
I led a roller coaster show at that point in time, and the kids, I mean, it was one of the most exhilarating times in my career, the support I felt from the student body at that point in time.
Hey, the dance wasn't that good, but it's on Facebook.
Well, they weren't asking her to dance well, they and also threw it in there at her. Like, yeah. Hop in, no preparation.
It's going viral, it's on TikTok now, and then, of course, Facebook, they're sharing it on all that.
That's pretty cool, because the kids now see a personal side of him.
Yeah.
And maybe they can form a bit of a relationship and a bit of trust there. Have you seen the viral clip of, like, the dance team? They're, like, on the side of the field, but the security guy who's, like, working the game, he won't move. And so they're, like, trying to dance around him. And you're kind of annoyed at him for a second because it's like, take 3 steps back and just let him dance. And then all of a sudden he's like, what? And then he jumps in and starts nailing the dance. Like, it was a whole setup bit.
That's
but he's like a big buff security. And then all of a sudden, I mean, he's going hard. Boom, boom.
I love it.
It's awesome. All right, there you go. Eddie, great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The newest Bobby cast. It's Martina McBride and myself for a whole hour. It's amazing. She was so awesome. Martina talked about the story about how she got a record deal by dropping off a demo package, but it was so hard to get these demos into the people that made the decisions, but she wrote something on the envelope that made them open it.
Somebody had told me at a publishing company, because I was singing demos, they said, we hear that RCA is looking to sign a female artist. So Mike Chapman said, you need to put your demo in an envelope and you need to write. They don't just take stuff off the street. You got to write on their requested material and put a phone number on it. And I was like, all right. So I went down to Kinko's and I got this bright purple envelope and I wrote requested material, Martina McBride, and a phone number. And about 3 weeks later, we got a phone call and they wanted to see a showcase. So we put together a band and we went to Ace of Clubs. We did a showcase and they came back that night and said, come in tomorrow and you've got a record deal.
So she just wrote, this is what you wanted. So I brought it basically. And they're like, oh, I guess we did want that. Let's take a look. And they looked and they listened and she got a record deal that way. Pretty cool. It's a whole hour, Martina McBride and myself. Check out the latest episode of the Bobbycast. Now time for Amy's Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Why is Miss Piggy such a bad driver?
Why is Miss Piggy such a bad driver?
All she does is hog the road.
That was the Morning Corny.
Yeah, your favorite?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that one. But okay, moving on. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So, you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person. anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Voicemail from Jack in Colorado.
I just wanted to let y'all know regarding Lunchbox's insane obsession with lotto tickets. I'll be honest with you, man. We cranked the numbers and we found out that Lunchbox throughout the last 20 years or so has spent at least $100,000 on lottery tickets alone. And if he had invested that money and saved it, he would have been a millionaire by now. I'm just saying, it's something to think about, man. I think he made the wrong choice.
And they laughed at you when he hung
up. Wow.
What do you think about those numbers? Raw data.
Raw data is probably off because I didn't start out with $150 a week doing lottery tickets. You know, when I first started, it's probably $25. So your math is off. And I mean, you sound like a real nerd that crunched the numbers. I mean, like, what is he doing? Does he not have friends?
He's doing what you would do. He's trolling you.
He is trolling me. And look, yeah, you can say I could have been a millionaire, but if I'd hit the lottery, I'd have been a millionaire by now also.
But you didn't, and but if I didn't. You would have but, had, but let's just say $75,000.
Okay, $75,000, that's not guaranteed to make me a millionaire either.
But again, you can put it in much more secure investments, and that 75 could have been...
Like what?
350, 400 right now.
Like what's a secure investment? There's no such thing, right? Don't they say... It's that stock market thing. It's up and down. They always say, oh, that NASDAQ.
Have you invested the money we gave you for the stock market yet?
Hey, we're doing it. We're pumping.
That means nothing. That means nothing.
I hate when his answer
is, you know, when he meets you, hey.
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 He's thinking real quick.
No. We bought something.
What did we buy?
We bought a stock.
Yeah.
How much money did you have total?
90.
You had 30 from me, 30 from Amy.
And 30 from me.
Okay. And so then what?
You want to know our first investment?
Yes.
Tesla.
How?
Okay.
But how much was one share?
No. We bought 0.00003 of a share.
Okay.
That's right.
For how much?
It was like $5.35. It was like a lot of zeros. I can't tell you.
Right, but you spent $5 of the 90?
Yeah. I wanted to see how that did. See if I wanted to buy more. Like if I wanted to buy another 0.0003 of Tesla.
And?
Well, right now it's on the up. I think it's worth $6 now.
Ooh, don't you have it on your phone?
Oh, I do. Where's my phone? I'm gonna check.
Okay. And then if this is up, what are you going to do with the other 84.90, you know?
I think he said he was going to diversify, so we can't go all.
We don't want, you told me not to go
right,
all in on
one
thing.
Why don't you do
one
stock? Why not do other stocks at the same time?
Well, because I have not, and no friends have reached out to me, because that's how Morgan and Kevin told me his friends will tell you what stocks to buy, and no friends have really told
me
what to
buy. Never asked me. I have a good stock for you to buy.
Take her advice.
Oh, it's up 20 cents.
So what?
That Tesla is up 20 cents.
So okay. What'd you put in and what do we have?
I put in $90
in a Tesla.
Oh, five. And it's at $5.75.
Morgan, what stock do you think you should buy?
Apple.
Well, yeah.
Hey, it's one that's like really up right now. That's doing really good.
Okay, there you go. Okay. That's a safe one.
Let's see.
It's going to cost a ton, though.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one that's not a lot, but it's one that I actually got
Apple.
From Ray.
Apple is $152 a share.
What can you get for it? $10.
For $5, you could do AMC, which is theaters.
Ooh, Bobby doesn't believe in those.
Yeah, he doesn't like that.
Hey, well, take advice from your friend.
$10.
Is that the one Ray said?
Oh, if I do $10 at Apple,
yeah,
we get 0.065434 shares. Should we do that?
Yeah.
Boom. Okay. Swipe up to submit. Boom! We own Apple, baby! And you know, we bought it on an Apple phone.
Oh, you should tell them that. Maybe we get a discount.
Like, we are making money.
So how much are we in for total? $15?
Yeah. It says, congrats. Continue your journey. Click here. I'm going to continue.
Do you do AMC like she said?
and complete my investor profile. No, I don't want a profile.
You want to do AMC?
Oh, no. And right when I did it, Apple went down to 152.9. Oh, no.
Immediately.
Oh, now it went down 152.87. Oh, no.
Don't keep looking at it.
Oh, sell.
Oh, my.
Sell.
How do I sell? It says trade. How do I trade?
You don't want to trade because it costs money to actually make that sell. When you buy, it costs you.
Oh, now it's down to 85. Oh, my goodness.
It's gone falling
12
that fast?
Cents in that
Apple's
quick.
Out of business?
Is it because we're talking about it?
Now it's back up to 152.88.
Okay, stop. We can't watch this.
Right. Oh, it's back up to 152.90. We're going back up.
Are you going to buy AMC? Yes or no?
Now back down.
Do you think we have any like really strong investors that listen to the show?
Oh, down to 86. We
have to stop happening. Watching the Apple
Does it
stock.
Really move that fast?
Yes, Eddie. I'm going to watch it, man.
That's crazy.
Now stop. It's
no, oh, they moved again. Oh, no. It moved again.
Hey, wait, Morgan, what's the other one you told me to buy?
AMC, it's a cheap one. You can buy it for $5.
Oh, down 84. This is, guys. Oh, down 82. Okay. We have like 15 cents in this whole segment.
Calm down.
You're losing money
He's
now.
He's going to jump off the building. Calm down. Are you going to buy AMC?
What do you think, Matt?
It's up to you. It's your site.
Hey, let's do some AMC. Let's check that guy out.
You can buy a whole share.
You really?
Of that.
I've never had a share of anything.
So does it help to buy AMC and then go to a movie tonight?
Okay.
Yeah.
She tells me to buy this. It's doing really good. I go to it. It's a straight red line down.
Good. I said it's cheap.
You want to buy it when it's down, right?
Yeah, buy low.
I don't know, man. It's down to $5.27. Like, it's a red line straight down.
You can buy an entire share, though.
You want me to buy one?
It's up to you.
Let's buy a share, man.
I mean, we gave you the money.
Why does your account say zero?
No, it says, I don't want my investor profile. Oh my God. I've already done that.
He didn't set up the basic stuff.
My net worth, I don't know, bud. Like, let's skip that part. Give me back to AMC. All right. You know what? It says, what's my net worth? I'm going to put $1 million to $50
million. And he's putting in.
What's the main source of the $5. Money you want to use for investing on Robinhood?
Making money.
Inheritance.
You don't have to seem rich.
Say private island.
$80 to buy AMC. I want to buy one. How do I buy one? Can I just buy a share?
Yes.
How? It says buy.
Just do whatever it says the share is.
Yeah.
Or do a little more than that. Do like $6 if it's $5.30. That way you'll get a full share.
It's $5.28.
Then do $6.
Oh, now I was going to get more than one share, but then it went up, so it's only going to be one share. I'm going to wait for it to go down a second.
No, just buy it. It's going to keep going up and down.
Swipe to submit. We're going to get one share. Oh, now it's over more than one share. We got 1.000555.
Let's go.
Woo! Yeah! Built my portfolio over time. No, I don't care about that.
Hey, right. Okay, last question.
Anybody else got anything?
Last question for you.
Hey, how are you enjoying Robinhood? Wonderful. 5 stars.
Hey, how much have you put in versus how much now do you have in?
I don't know. It won't get off. Mike, how do I get off this?
Okay, well, we'll come back to this. This has been Investing with Lunchbox.
Wow.
Investing our money. Yeah.
Dude, we're doing great.
Are we up, down? How's the market today?
Well, we're only at 95.76, so we've only... Now we're 95.75. We're losing money.
Okay, but it looks like we've made
$5.75.
That's what I'm looking for.
Money. It just jumped up to $95.76.
Okay, we're not having a party for a cent.
Hey, so do you cash out right now, make $5?
No.
Then we have to split it three ways.
We keep rolling.
Okay. Everybody good?
Yeah, I just...
Yes.
Apple went down again.
Oh, crap.
No, not Apple. AMC.
I'm going to play Luke Combs. Oh. Going.
What is this one?
Stop it.
Going.
NV.
Going.
Should we buy...
No. I don't think she planned for this to go viral, or... If it went viral, I don't think she planned to get the kind of outrage that she's gotten. So at the beginning of this TikTok, she's going, man, dating is so hard. You're on these apps. You don't know who you're going to go out with. And I went on a date recently, and we're sitting down at this restaurant. We're about to order, and the waitress comes up, and she's telling the story, and I'm like, ooh, I'm about to be so mad at this guy because I know whoever this guy is. He's going to make me look bad, going to make Lunchbox and Eddie look bad, and not all dudes are bad. And I'm already like, I'm like pretty fired up because I know she's about to tell a story. And I'm about to be like, we're not all like that, except it doesn't quite go that way. So here she is talking about a date that she just went on.
And the waitress asks him, do you want some cheese on your burger? And he asks, is this going to be extra? And she says, yes, it's $3 extra. And he said, okay, then never mind. I got up and I went to the waitress and I was like, hey, I just want to pay the bill. I just paid the bill and walked out of the restaurant and I texted him. The check is taken care of. You should have gotten the cheese. And I blocked him.
What?
And then she went on a whole thing about how if you're going to be cheap, don't do it out on a date. It's like, trying to be cheap. You can't afford the cheese.
That's not cheap. $3 for cheese is expensive.
Yeah, I thought they were going to say 25 cents.
Me too.
Well, that's the point too. It's that's a pretty hefty price for a thing of cheese.
Yeah.
But she left the date, went out the side door, paid for it, and then texted him. I was like, hey, you should have got the cheese. Like, also not a cool move.
Uh-uh.
And then blocked him. Why would you block him? So he can't reach out? So you don't feel guilty later on? Here's the thing. He dodged a bullet. Like, the big winner here is him.
Yeah.
Because imagine they have a great date, but she's really like this. And they have another good second date, and he's like, this is my girl. Then he gets in, accidentally gets pregnant. Listen.
Oh, wow.
Wow, and that escalated
now
quickly.
He's stuck.
He's stuck with her.
And the baby's going to need nice things.
Yes. Uh-huh. And you're stuck with that.
Yeah.
So I know everybody was mad at her going, wow, how out of touch are you? You shouldn't leave the date because the guy was that. And I'm just going, whew. That guy did a full Matrix back bend bullet dodge. You know where there's a...
Yes, the bullet goes over him.
Can you imagine being married to that? To a person that feels like that? Yes, to that. To that kind of attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's somebody that can match that and meet that and feels the same way. But that ain't me. Holy crap. Amy, your thoughts?
Yeah, I feel like, has she never had to really assess the situation and think? There's so many times where I've been like, oh yeah, how much is the extra guac or the sour cream? And when they tell me a number like that, I'm like, not really worth it. Like, he's just making a smart decision for himself. Yeah. Like, it doesn't mean he can't afford it.
Right. It also doesn't mean he can't afford it.
That's exactly my point. It's like assessing, oh, is this actually worth it? I'm not going to be ridiculous. If he really wanted the cheese, I'm sure he would have gotten it.
So, this thing blew up.
Yeah.
And I meant to talk about it yesterday. And so it's got millions and millions of views. People are sharing it on all the platforms. So now she's come out and she's like, well, we're talking again because of all the outrage.
Okay. Well, then he shouldn't be talking to her.
No.
Get
way.
Out of Dodge.
You never talk to a girl that leaves. And the only reason she's coming back is because people on social media are like, you are a jerk.
That's right.
So here we go. She says, they've talked again and there will be another date. Quote, he's a psycho like me and we're going to have fun. Yeah, right. You would never have called him back or messaged him. Remember, you blocked him. And if I were him, I'd say, yeah, I'll meet you there at 9:30. Ain't showing up. And I'll text her. Sorry, didn't show up. I don't know. I don't really have a good text. I don't know. So, block her.
Like, are y'all into people that are like, he's psycho like me?
No, I'm not psycho. Why are you putting that on me?
Well, yeah, I'm like, oh, that's just
He's reading that being like, what? I'm not.
Okay, so she's ridiculous. She's out of touch, and I just wanted to say he dodged a bullet and he shouldn't go out with her again. Would you go out with her again?
No, I'm with you, man. I would have gone out the first place.
Lunchbox, what do you think about her?
Look, women are crazy. This is her just showing her crazy side, and she showed it early. This guy, hey, he should be glad she blocked him. Don't talk to her. Go, run.
It's time for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
A Florida man's facing federal charges after allegedly pretending to be a Safeway employee in Washington and ordering $500,000 worth of crab. And that's what they busted him for. He basically stole $432,000 worth of crab meat.
Whoa.
But what do you do with that? Do you throw a big party? Do you resell it? Do you do a little bit of both?
Both.
Do you cut a little bit off the side for the party?
Yeah,
then
you can have a little party.
Dang, that's crazy. So charges say that he fraudulently impersonated a Safeway employee, sent fake purchase orders to Arctic Seafoods. They then sent this to him. He rented a truck that was 26 feet long to pick up the seafood.
I mean,
this had to work other places.
Well thought out.
Because he knew exactly what he was doing. Payments for the crab never went through, prosecutors say. Deputies say at a weigh station, they discovered he sold some of the stolen seafood to a different company who then went on. This had to work four or five other places, and he was finally caught. That's speculation on my part, Safeway crab stealer. Don't sue me, because I'm just speculating. But that's not something you make up and get it all right the first time, which is kind of what he did.
Did it say anything about the party he had?
No. Super Bowl party didn't happen, apparently. What's your nighttime routine? And here is why they asked the question. More than 2 in 5 people prefer going to sleep at the same time as their partner. Whenever one goes to bed, the other one does too. Couples use their time before closing their eyes to watch TV shows or movies or talk about their day 20 to 30 minutes. And once they're ready to go to sleep, 53% of those surveyed prefer to cuddle with their partner. That is from Serta Simmons Bedding Survey. So I will go with this. We mostly go to bed at the same time. because we read next to each other. We kind of have a routine-ish, so 80% of the time on weeknights. And if we cuddle before sleep, we don't actually sleep in that position. And I like to be a little spoon. I'm not ashamed of it.
Mm. You've said this
yes.
before.
And Amy always snorts.
Sorry.
And my wife's...
The visual's weird. You got to understand, you know?
But I don't say, make me a little spoon. I say, will you hug me? Uh-huh. And most nights she does. I would say 6 nights out of 7. And so she'll hug me, and then I will fall asleep. Now, her theory is that I was never hugged as a young child, and I'm finally getting that love that a young kid would get that makes them feel safe and secure.
And I feel bad for laughing.
No, you should laugh because it's hilarious. But even I was embarrassed of being, hey, cuddle me, spoon me, that I go, will you hug me? Nothing embarrassed about asking for a hug.
No, nothing wrong with that.
But most of the time we go to bed at the same time, and it's pretty good. You know, sometimes in the middle of the night, because if I wake up at like 1 and I'm like, I got to go back to sleep for a couple more hours, I'll go to the room that Stanley's in because there's a bed in there. He has like a room that he stays in. He just snores so loud. He can't just stay out in the living room because he snores. It pierces walls. And I don't sleep as well, really, if she's not in the bed next to me, because now at this point we've been, I think we're like 1,000 nights in.
Wow. You've been counting.
Every night. But if we don't do that, it feels weird at this point. A North Carolina man was startled by an 8-foot-long alligator hiding in his attic during a home inspection.
Oh.
A North Carolina man who was inspecting his home and ran into an uninvited guest while working on the job, Dean Brown, a code enforcement official, encountered a living, live, holy crap alligator sitting in the attic of this 3-story dwelling. I thought it was stuffed. He said, I thought someone had it up there as a joke. So I went about my inspection. He inspected the house. He noticed it, and then the thing's stuck, or maybe it's asleep. And it, listen to this. He takes his flashlight, no. He puts it on its eyes, and the eyes go, boom,
no,
and open
I
up.
Would freak out. I would scream like a girl.
He said, I was about 2 feet away from stepping on its head.
Why is it going to be like a girl?
Because it would sound like a girl.
Okay.
That's fair. That's a great point, and that's a fair
Thank
answer.
You.
Thank you.
Yeah, both of you guys.
No, I wouldn't scream just because girls are the only ones that scream.
I like that.
I would sound like a girl.
Guy about to jump in on you, too. Good answer you know on that one. Yes, sir. Wicked, they moved up the movie release date. Most times they move movie release dates back. But Wicked the movie is coming out now Thanksgiving instead of Christmas. I thought Wicked the play was really good.
Yeah.
I was never a musical guy, but every time I would go, I'd be like, I hate musicals. I'm never a musical guy. I love that show. Every time. I don't like musicals, but okay, I love that show. So I guess I'm a musical guy, but I'm just not a musical guy.
But you are.
I know. Guy. I've seen like 4.
Didn't
my
you
life.
Like La La Land too? That was a musical.
Oh, that movie was really good.
So good.
Do you like it, Mike?
I like that a lot.
Me too. I'm not a musical guy.
I think you are.
Yeah, but I'm not a guy that searches out musicals because I like musicals. But every musical I've been forced to watch, I've been like, that's real good.
Didn't you like Greatest Showman?
Greatest Showman was awesome. Like I said, I'm not a musical guy, but yeah, I like musicals. No spoiler here, but if you watch Last of Us, the finale, there was a giraffe in it, and it was real. It was a real giraffe.
Oh, okay. It looked real, but then I was like, wow, how did they get it to...
Same.
Yeah.
How do they get to talk like a human? It actually talked like a human.
Okay, cool.
And it was really a bear.
Wow.
No, the giraffe in the season finale of The Last of Us, which is on HBO, was real. And so a lot of people were like, oh, that's a CG giraffe. And the Calgary Zoo's the one that loaned it to them. That's a real life giraffe.
That's cool.
By the way, that show, I didn't want to start it because I wanted there to be a bunch of episodes before I started it. And I thought there's no way it could live up to the hype. One, maybe the best show of the year so far. For me, I loved Last of Us on HBO. Mike, you?
Yeah, I'm saving the finale. I was watching the Oscars, so I haven't had time to see it yet.
Spoiler, draft in there. Amy?
It's great. Yeah, love it. I'm ready for season 2.
Just know, Mike, when you see that giraffe, it's real.
It's real.
Yeah, his tongue is very long.
It's not a spoiler that there's a giraffe at the end.
No, it really is.
Why on earth is there a giraffe?
Exactly.
At the end?
But you kind of understand. The whole place is like end of the world.
Okay.
It's apocalypse type show.
Okay.
So there is no spoiler that there's a giraffe.
I'm going to be waiting for that giraffe, though, the whole time.
And just know it was a real one.
Okay.
A mom's called out for naming a baby after her dog who just died. But I guess if the dog has a name,
Stanley,
that's somewhat human, it ain't a big deal. So I bet it's got to be hard to name a baby if you don't have someone specifically to name it after. Well, one mom is being called out for sharing that she named her baby boy after her dog who died right before her first child was born. She was devastated when her pup, Henry Miles, passed away. But then she's like, okay, cool. And so the baby, Henry Miles, which, by the way, perfectly fine and actually kind of cool name.
Yeah.
She shows him. She goes, I named my kid after my dog. But people went in after her. Aren't there other real things to go in after?
Exactly.
Right, this is not really like that big of a deal. Right. It seems like a special way to honor your dog that was probably like your best friend.
If you name the baby Spot,
it's different.
But Henry, it's fine.
Yeah.
And like, I could have done that with my Rottweiler that died, Josie. Oh, that would be such a cute name.
I have a friend named Josie.
Yeah, love it.
Or if you named it Spike. It's my son Spike and named it after my dog. Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dog's name's Coachella. That would be weird.
That'd be a tough one. Yeah. All right, there you go. And then finally, security robots are at a Philadelphia Lowe's store. Some have already nicknamed them Snitchbots.
Oh, they're telling on people?
They're 5-foot-tall, egg-shaped security robots that drive around, make a sound as they're driving around. I don't know what hotel we were staying at in Vegas, but we went for iHeartRadio Festival, music festival 1 year, and the robots brought room service to the door.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. I remember seeing them move around the lobby. Yeah. I'm like, what is this? Are we in Star Wars?
They were very cute.
But what? Where were we at?
I don't remember
the Lunchbox
name.
Knows the name of
Lunchbox,
it.
Lunchbox, what hotel were we where the robots were?
Vidara.
They still have robots or do they kill those?
I think they still have them. Last time I was there, I saw them.
It was like Roombas, but way cooler.
It was amazing.
It was awesome.
That one of them rode the elevator with me. And it was just us two.
Did you guys catch up?
No. We didn't even stare at each other.
All right, that is the news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
If you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. He went in to see a doctor, and he had a full sleeve of tattoos. How'd you feel about that?
Fine now.
Me too.
Back in the day, who knows? But tattoos are so normal now. It's not just bikers, and bikers could be doctors. There's like, it doesn't mean just because they're a biker with tattoos, they're not intelligent. Mm-hmm. They can't save someone's life.
I had a buddy who said, I went in to see a doctor at one of those general clinics. He was touring. And he said he had a full sleeve of tattoos.
Well, that's cool.
And I said, how'd that make you feel? He goes, you know, I didn't think about it until I left. And then I was like, dang, I didn't even think about it. And so I have this article about tattoos that they're more acceptable in the workplace nowadays. And these are the industries that are accepted. Fashion, design, beauty, hairdressing, restaurants, bars, and police force. The professions that don't necessarily like tattoos. Where would you go and you'd feel weird if they had a tattoo?
Lawyer.
The bank.
The bank.
Judge. Like he's stealing my money.
Oh, a judge.
Ooh, that's crazy.
Teardrops coming down his eye.
That'd be crazy.
Well, I would feel like, oh, okay, this judge knows both sides. You
president.
Know? Like he killed somebody and also puts people away for killing.
Can you imagine the president with tattoos?
With a neck tattoo?
That'd be crazy.
Military, politics, law, and they have medicine.
Wait, military's on there?
Like the professions that don't like tattoos.
I know, but so weird. So many military, like especially the legit ones, they all have tattoos.
So military that's not legit?
No. Every military is legit, but those.
That's Amy speak.
Yeah. We're big USA fans here.
USA.
Yeah. Oh,
we hear you.
Okay, you know my heart with the military.
We know your heart.
And I'm just saying, special forces.
Yeah.
We'll say that they
like
all
high
have
level.
They all have tattoos.
Let's talk to Melissa about tattoos. She's on right now. Melissa in Indiana, what's going on with you?
I was calling to ask everybody on the show if I could have their autograph so I can get it tattooed on me, because I already have Bobby's tattooed on me.
Speaking of tattoos.
Yeah, and I never like signing anyone and them getting it tattooed. I just feel like you don't want that. You're in 5 years, you're going to be like, who is this again?
Where does she have you?
Yeah, I don't know. Where did I sign you?
You did not sign me. You signed my book for Stanley.
And then you got that tattooed on you?
Yes, I did. And I got from your teacher, it says right down my arm, there is no straight line to success.
I feel bad because I signed those books really quickly.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. See, she didn't even get a good version.
Well, where did she get it? Where did you get it?
What butt cheek is it on?
It's not on butt cheek, but it's on my forearm.
Okay. How big?
The wording, there's no straight line to success, is all the way down my arm on the back of my arm, to where if I'm walking, people could see it. But your autograph is probably about an inch or two.
Are you sure you want to put the whole show on there?
Easy. Yes, I do.
Where do you want to add?
I love you guys.
What happens when someone gets fired?
Yeah, somebody gets fired or leaves or like.
That's okay.
She'll just get the new person on there.
Oof. How do you feel about that, Amy?
How many?
Yeah, who do you want?
Because there's a lot of people here.
Yeah, who do you want?
I would like Amy's, Morgan's, Abby's, Eddie, of course, and Lunchbox, of course, and then Mike D, and then Scuba Steve.
Okay, so this is seven more tattoos.
So she said no Ray.
On her.
No Ray.
Ray.
Oh, Ray. Okay.
I forgot eight. Him.
Yeah. But you want somebody that you forgot. Huh. Like, I would think to get them tattooed on you, they would come to mind quickly.
I didn't forget him.
Okay.
I'm just so nervous talking to you because I've been waiting for this day.
I understand. Let me have a group meeting here for 1 second, Melissa. Guys, do you want to sign something and send it to her? And then whatever she does with her body, it's up to her?
I mean, how do you
We all got to be unanimous on this.
Yeah.
Because we can't just have like an Amy and a Morgan tattoo and then nothing else. It's either got to be all. You can blackball it if you want. Or like when the Pope is vote, you know, if there's one.
Veto?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys thought about charging her?
No.
No.
No, no chance.
Why would we charge her for
Bones, how does it feel like?
I don't like when people do it because it makes me feel like.
I know, but you did a paper.
But I'm not worthy of someone tattooing their name. And that's why I don't like it. I don't feel like they should do my name. They should do somebody that actually makes a difference.
Man, you know,
I want to know where she's going to put me.
Probably like around the forearm, right?
Is it all forearm, Melissa?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, if one person says no, we're going to go no. And also, I didn't know she was doing it, right? Amy.
I'm not going to keep her from what she wants. So.
Okay.
Sure.
Lunchbox?
Man, I need a different spot. Like, I need my own area. Like, I don't want to be grouped with everybody else. Like, I'm an individual.
Okay.
Melissa?
That's fine. I could put him.
No.
Where?
Somewhere.
Just say that and he'll agree. He'll never see it. Eddie?
Yeah, I'm in.
Morgan?
I'm in.
Yeah, it's fine with me.
Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. Abby, Ray, or Scuba? Anyone have a no?
I'll sign you up.
Fine.
Okay.
Fine, yeah.
Melissa, so okay. You want us to, well, you already have mine. Do you want them to all sign a sheet of paper and us to mail it to you?
Yes, that would be awesome.
Okay.
Is it best if we do it in a Sharpie, Melissa?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. I didn't know what the tattoo artist needs.
Anyway, you want to come here and get it done live on the studio? I mean, we could get her tatted right here.
I don't think that is safe. I don't think that'd allow us to do that here.
Oh, man, I'm just saying.
Brantley Gilbert travels with his tattoo guy.
Yeah, but Brantley Gilbert doesn't have a company over them with a bunch of rules from HR. Yeah.
Brantley Gilbert.
Melissa, we're going to do this. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll have everybody send you a signature, their autograph, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You guys are amazing.
Do we need to?
Wow.
That's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure.
I got to practice.
Okay, we're going to play Hardy and Lainey Wilson. Here's Wait in the Truck. Bobby Bones Show. I don't even know what's
happening
now.
Just adds the website to her arm.
Yeah.
Or a QR code.
All right, thank you. Bones. You know, I mentioned on the show that I was at the Grand Ole Opry, and Vince Gill was playing Never You Come Around. Like, sweet. Everybody's kind of feeling it. Never you come around. And as it's happening, two uniformed police officers walk down and snatch two people up and rip them out of the Opry because they were just causing trouble. We're supposed to cause trouble like a troublemaking song. Not this one. So Dave and Connie are on the phone. These are the two people that weren't kicked out. Oh. These were the two people that were getting, like, hounded by the other two people. Dave and Connie, what happened at the Opry? I was sitting right behind you guys.
You were?
Yeah, I
that would have been cool.
I sure was.
We were the good people.
Okay, go ahead. So what was the story?
Well, we just came back. They were talking a lot during the beginning of the show, like a lot. And so they kept turning around and saying, you know, is this okay? Is this okay? And being a little odd, we came back after intermission and they had spilled their drinks all over our stuff. Like, my purse was sitting in a puddle and my coat and my hat and all that good stuff. So, you know, we just said, you guys are just spilled your drinks. And then she got a little belligerent and a little weird and threw on a $100 bill at us. And we're like, we don't need your money. We don't want your money. We just want to watch the show. We just really want to watch the show. It's my 60th birthday. My brother and sister surprised me. We're all here having fun. We just want to watch the show. And then she just wouldn't take the money back, and she just kept going on and on. Then the husband got all mad and started talking to my husband and grabbed my husband's hand and, like, was squeezing it. My husband thought he was going to shake his hand. Long story short, it just escalated kind of from there. So my brother got real worried, and my husband went up to get security. And then my brother took me, and we went and sat in the aisle because we didn't want the person to see me because we weren't sure what they were going to do. And then we just went up the aisle, and then we waited till security took him and came back and sat down.
See, all I saw was, like, a little commotion. And I heard it, and then I saw them in the aisle, and then I saw the cops come down and remove them.
Wow.
And it was all during, again, this beautiful song, whenever they were removed. Whenever you come around. Well, Dave and Connie, I'm sorry that happened to you guys, because it was such an awesome night at the Grand Ole Opry.
It was so fun, so excited. It didn't ruin my night, but it sure put a little damper even for the people next to us. They're like, what the heck? We don't know them, you know?
I can't believe they spilled all over her stuff, first of all, and didn't say anything or help. But somebody who just throws money at you?
Legit.
Yeah.
That's not legit. That's like, I think that I'm better than you. Here's just some money. It'll fix the problem. I can fix it. I'm rich. Have some money.
Yeah, like they don't really feel bad at all. But also, did you end up keeping the $100?
That's right.
Good question.
No, we did not. We took the $100 and we gave it to the lady at the top of the stairs who was the usher, who, when we left, we just said, you work here. You're the lady who, when we went and sat up top because we were, you know, a little worried about sitting in the aisle and bothering anybody, she went to get security, but my husband had already gotten them. And so when we left, we just gave her the $100 bill and said, thanks and stuff. And she goes, I don't need this. You don't have to pay me. And I said, no, we don't want it. It's not our money. We want you to have it. So that's what we did with the hundo.
That's awesome.
How often do you guys come to Nashville?
That was my husband and my, other than picking up my dad a long time ago, our first time. And my sister and brother flew in from Minnesota and met me with their husband and wife. And we had a blast. So just really the first time we've all been there together.
Well, the next time you come, let me know. I'll send you guys out to dinner or something because you guys didn't need to have that happen. And I'll actually throw money at you for dinner. I'll be like, here you go. Go to dinner. Yeah, but I was sitting right behind you guys, and I didn't know what was happening. I was just talking about it on the show. So I hate that that happened, but I love that you still had a great time, because isn't the Grand Ole Opry amazing?
It is amazing. And apparently my brother said I was there when I was a little girl that I didn't remember. But it was the whole weekend was amazing. It was really crowded there because of the SEC tournament. But we had a great time, and we had great dinners and great music. So, yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Well, thank you for calling, Connie. And hope your week's amazing. And the next time you come to town, let me know what's up, and I'll make sure to hook you guys up with something cool, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye, Connie. Tell Dave we say hello. I assume it's Dave. It says Dave plus Connie, but it sounds like Dave was standing by. Boy, somebody that throws money at you.
Come on.
They obviously were way too drunk. They started drinking early, got to the Opry. Not the place. You want to have some drinks, that's fine, but not the place to be, like, wiped like that. Mm-mm. And I knew something was fishy when I saw somebody sitting in the aisle.
You didn't witness the hand squeeze?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. You didn't see the money flying?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I gotta have been diving over the seats.
How do you feel about her giving the money back?
That was just stupid. That was
to the usher?
Yeah, it was so dumb. Like, the usher did nothing.
Maybe the usher, though, could use that $100 more than Connie.
No, the usher even said, I don't need the money. And so he's like, yeah, good, because I'm going to take it and go buy dinner or go do something. $100? Give me a break.
What do you need a break from?
I ain't giving it to anybody.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, thank you, guys.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Sandy, Utah. A woman was in her apartment around 3 a.m. when she was tired of all the negative energy. So she's like, I got to burn this away. So she had a tree of life, gets a Bic lighter, lights the tree
What's
on fire.
Tree of life? Is it just like a tree? It's like Mr. Miyagi's tree.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's its own little thing, but he would like name it. It was like something special.
That's a bonsai tree.
Yeah, so is a tree of life something...
I guess that's what you used for energy.
But it's like not a real kind of tree.
Not that I know of. She just called it a tree of life.
Weird.
It's her sage.
And she let it start burning and caught other things on fire. She had to evacuate. Fire department shows up, burned 6 units in the apartment complex.
Oh, it caught other ones up too.
Oh, that's not.
That's not the tree of life.
That's not good energy either.
I think she read. Yeah, all that was wrong. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
This is Kelly from New Mexico.
Hey, Bobby. I'm a longtime listener. Just wondering if there's any updates on anybody who previously worked for the show, like Nadia, Justin the Suit, Random Kit Cody, since we invested in them a long time ago. Just wondering if you guys know of any updates. Love the show.
Yeah. Nada is at Apple, Justin the Suit's in Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
Random Kit Cody, I play video games with all the time. He's
at UPS.
No, he's at FedEx.
Well, I was going to say exactly where he worked.
I didn't go see him today.
Oh, I mean.
So that's where they all are now.
I was trying to throw them off.
Yeah, and Cody married another intern.
Yeah,
they had a baby, and they got another one on the way.
Do we want to say that, though?
I mean, why not?
Exactly, okay.
They wanted an update.
There you have it. Okay, here's Coco from Spokane, Washington.
I was just wondering if you could share with us what you had in your house and how much it was, because I know you said you had something, you guys, when you bought your house that was left in it. I was wondering if you could tell us what it was worth.
Well, she wants to know what your house is worth?
No. We found something in the house, and I tried to throw it away. And my wife was like, don't throw it away. And so the woman that appraises stuff on our show appraised it, and she was like, you don't throw that away. That's worth a... That's pretty penny. I've not said what it was because I don't want someone breaking into the house stealing it.
Yeah.
That being said, we have moved it out of our house. We still own it. It's moved out of our house, but yet I will still not say what it is until we sell it. But yes, we got very fortunate and we found something in our house that I thought was garbage. My wife was like, let's just see if that's garbage before we toss it. Turns out it was not garbage. She was right, as she usually is, and it is worth something significant.
Wow.
Interesting.
I wanna know what it is.
Uh-huh.
It's like our storage locker. You think you got garbage and you found some good stuff.
Don't get me started. Okay, today, Eddie and I, we're leaving the show. We're flying over to Little Rock, and we're going to be speaking at Vera Lloyd, the big charity event there where they do a lot of work with foster kids, at-risk youth. And so you can still get tickets to come today, I believe. Just go to veralloyd.org. So we're going to head over there. Eddie, you look great today.
Hey, thank you.
Dressed up well.
You do too.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, they told us we had to dress up.
That's
nice.
True. Well, we still look great though. Thank you. We will see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Show. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at betterhelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.